The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, April 6th. What to know today about why America's top doctors are saying this could be a challenging week ahead and how the nation is preparing for it. And the first animal in the U.S. tested positive for COVID-19. What officials say now about pets. Plus, President Trump's revenge, a new and different way to stream original shows and movies. And Tiger King Part 2, is it happening? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Brace for a tough week ahead. That's the message right now from the U.S. Surgeon General. Dr. Jerome Adams said this is going to be the hardest and saddest week of the coronavirus pandemic. That message was echoed over the weekend by other top public health officials like Drs. Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx. They expect coronavirus deaths to spike in 6 to 9 days. At last check, the U.S. has reported more than 9,600 deaths, and it could soon top 10,000. A CDC spokesperson told The Washington Post that number is likely lower than the actual death toll due to limited testing. As for what's next, Dr. Birx believes places seeing the worst of this epidemic now will have the most dramatic spike before seeing some relief. Those hotspots include New York City, Detroit, and New Orleans. But Dr. Adams said it won't just be localized, the entire country will be affected. Still, he said the public, along with local and state governments, can help save lives through stay-at-home measures and social distancing. So it's worth repeating a few of those guidelines again. Stay inside as much as possible and wash your hands often. If you do go outside, stay at least 6 feet away from others. The CDC also now recommends Americans wear a cloth covering over their nose and mouth while in public. And remember, it's a cloth cover, even a bandana or a scarf, but not a medical-grade mask. Healthcare workers need those, and they're in short supply. The Surgeon General actually made a how-to video showing how to make a mask out of a T-shirt and two rubber bands. You can find a link in today's show notes. And remember, the new guidelines to cover your face are partly because so many people may have COVID-19 and are spreading it without even realizing it. In fact, Dr. Fauci said Sunday, between 25 and 50%, so as many as half of the people infected, may not have any symptoms. Though he cautioned at this point, it's only an estimate. Within the U.S., New York City is still the epicenter of this pandemic, but more help is on the way. The Pentagon is sending more than 1,000 military personnel. They'll be working at a convention center, which was converted to a field hospital with 2,500 beds, which, by the way, is now the largest hospital in the United States. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says 8 other field hospitals have opened across the United States, and 22 more are scheduled to open in the coming weeks. Besides hospital space, there's also a rush to get ventilators to places where they're needed most. Ventilators are machines that help people breathe, and they can be crucial to keep severely ill patients alive. New York City's health department told USA Today it requested 15,000 ventilators from the Trump administration, but the federal government could only guarantee a third of that. Over the weekend, some ventilators have arrived in New York City from the state of Oregon as well as China. A tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York tested positive for COVID-19. This is the first known coronavirus case in an animal within the U.S. and the first tiger in the world. Zoo officials said the tiger, named Nadia, and 5 other tigers and lions at the zoo showed symptoms like a dry cough and loss of appetite. But all of them are expected to recover. Zookeepers believe she was infected by a human zoo employee who was infected but didn't have any symptoms. Staffers who work with cats will now wear more protective garb. So what about your pets at home? The American Veterinary Medical Association has been recommending anyone with COVID-19 should try to limit contact with animals, including their pets. At this point, no pets have reported positive in the U.S. ABC News says there have been a handful of reports outside of the U.S. of dogs or cats becoming infected. But even though it may be possible that animals can get it from humans, the World Health Organization says it does not seem to go the other way. So humans likely cannot get it from pets. Europe is starting to see some signs of hope in the coronavirus outbreak. Italy's daily death toll Sunday was lower than it's been in 2 weeks. That said, it's still in general high, and Italy now has recorded close to 16,000 deaths. Italy's month-long nationwide lockdown was supposed to end today, but it's not over. The Italian prime minister said he's not sure when he'll be able to lift restrictions. Public health experts worry this slight dip in the number of deaths won't last. Over in the UK, the outbreak is still getting worse. And the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, was hospitalized with COVID-19 for what his office called a precaution, not an emergency. He tested positive 10 days ago, but still has symptoms. Also, in a rare televised address, Queen Elizabeth II spoke to the country about social distancing. She said it was time for Britons to rise to the occasion despite enormous disruptions and financial difficulties. At this point, the 93-year-old Queen appears to be in good health. What looks like President Trump is still seeking revenge over his impeachment. Over the weekend, President Trump fired the intelligence community's Inspector General Michael Atkinson. Remember, an inspector general is the watchdog or in charge of oversight of a government agency. Last year, Atkinson forwarded a whistleblower's complaint to Congress, and that move led to an investigation, impeachment, and eventually the Senate trial where Trump was acquitted. President Trump admitted his reason for the firing, saying Atkinson, quote, took a fake report and he brought it to Congress. Trump called him a disgrace. The former inspector general said he handled it all properly and followed the legal requirements of his job. Three of the best basketball players of all time will be honored. The 2020 Basketball Hall of Fame class was announced over the weekend. It includes retired players Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett, as well as Kobe Bryant, who died in a helicopter crash early this year. Bryant spent his 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers, winning 5 NBA titles. He's fourth on the league's all-time scoring list. Duncan won 5 titles with the San Antonio Spurs and is one of only 5 players in NBA history to score at least 26,000 points. Then there's Garnett, who won a championship with the Boston Celtics and is 10th on the league's all-time rebounding list. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a great go-to app, a sort of secret weapon for learning new things quickly and getting ahead. Blinkist is unique. If you have not heard of it before, it takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes. You can read the best takeaways right on your phone, tablet, or desktop, or with the audio feature, you can listen to them while you're folding laundry or walking the dog. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I can get the information or motivation I need in that moment. For information, there are books like The AI Economy, where you can learn a lot quickly. And for motivation, there are books like The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership by Richard Branson. And Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off your new subscription when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. The new video subscription service called Quibi launches today, and it's quite different than most of its competition. The name Quibi comes from Quick Bites, so all of its shows and movies can be watched in segments of no more than 10 minutes. CNET reports programming falls into 3 categories: movies split up into chapters, unscripted reality shows and documentaries, and so-called daily essentials. Here's the other difference. Quibi is only available through an app for smartphones and tablets, meaning you cannot watch it on TV or a laptop or desktop. And Quibi spent a lot of money on some serious star power. You'll see celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Reese Witherspoon, LeBron James, and Liam Hemsworth. Big-name directors like Steven Spielberg are behind some of the content as well. There are more than 50 titles available now. The Verge reports you can try Quibi for free for 90 days if you sign up this month. After that, it's $5 a month with ads or $8 ad-free. The Tiger King craze may not be over yet. On Twitter, one of the show's stars revealed there's one more episode in the works that Netflix is filming now, and it'll be out next week. But Netflix has not commented or confirmed, so we'll have to wait and see. The current docuseries runs for 7 episodes. In case you haven't seen it, just know that it explores the world of big cat breeding. Mostly, it follows the unique group of people who run exotic animal businesses and home zoos. The docuseries has been a huge hit. It became the #1 series on Netflix after its release. And speaking of new releases, Disney has picked release dates for some of its biggest movies of the year. Mulan, which was supposed to hit theaters in March, will now be released July 24th. Black Widow will now open November 6th. And the film Artemis Fowl will skip the theaters altogether and go straight to Disney Plus this summer. Here's another strange effect of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Earth is literally shaking less. CBS News reports usually cars, trains, and buses and human traffic create something called seismic noise. That's actually a subtle vibration of the Earth's crust. Now, since so much of the world has essentially come to a standstill, the seismic noise has gone quiet. CNN reports in Brussels, Belgium, the small vibrations dropped by 30 to 50% in mid-March. Seismologists have also recorded drops in LA and London. Experts say this shows many people are obeying stay-at-home orders. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. So as Americans expect to get their stimulus checks in the mail this month, some experts are offering ideas for how to use that extra money. Remember, most adults will get a one-time payment of up to $1,200, and families will get $500 for each kid, and you will not have to pay this back. Yahoo Money says, of course, if you need the funds to keep the lights on, pay your bills with it. But if you're still working and you are able to pay for your immediate needs, some experts suggest setting the cash aside as a rainy day fund or adding to the one you already have. This outbreak proves you may need it in the future. Other ideas from experts who spoke to CNET: pay your taxes with it if you haven't already, or consider reducing debt, opening a long-term investment account, or donating it to those in need. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for making the newsworthy part of your routine, whatever that looks like for you right now. We hope it continues to be a helpful source for you. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes or look in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.